Hi there. Welcome to Honor to Mary, a Catholic podcast dedicated to intentional daily prayer practice. I'm your host, Monica Fish. This podcast is a glorious devotion that will help you pray daily and deepen your faith. Join me for prayers, reflections, novenas, devotions, passages, all guiding you closer to faith and spiritual solace through our own curation of faithful pieces. Placing an importance of a daily Thanksgiving is a surefire way to take care of you as we navigate this modern world. Through reciting the Rosary, we will implore the Blessed Mother to intercede for our petitions as we pray for the grace of peace, patience, and perseverance. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome to Saving America Through Prayer. Today we will reflect on a moment of immense relief and gratitude. Victory in World War II. On September 2, 1945, when Japan formally surrendered aboard the USS Missouri, Americans everywhere turned to prayer and thanksgiving. The end of World War II was not just a military victory, but a triumph of faith and perseverance. After years of hardship, loss, and sacrifice, Americans gathered in churches and public squares to thank God for peace and deliverance. President Harry Truman called for a day of prayer, recognizing God's hand in the victory. It was a time of national humility, thanksgiving, and a collective promise to build a better world. Today's Bible verse is, "He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire." Psalm 46:9. Today's call to action is, when we love America, we thank God for the peace we enjoy and remember the sacrifices made to secure it. Let us also commit to being peacemakers in our own communities and beyond. When we think about these different times in our country's history and our world's history, it's important to reflect how not only these large bodies of people work together to overcome obstacles, but also how individual units and individual people turn around and change trajectory of a lot of our peace individually, as well as peace on a larger scale. And that is, although sometimes immeasurable, that's where the quote, "If you can make a difference in some person's life, would it be worth it?" And hopefully your answer is yes. And then I always ask, well, what if that one person was you? So when we love America, we also embody the neighbor that we would like to be. Lord, we thank you for guiding our nation through times of war and hardship. We are grateful for the peace we enjoy and the sacrifices of those who secured it. Help us be an instrument of your peace and to honor you in all we do. Amen. Thank you so much for being here with us today. A very warm welcome to everyone who has been joining us and everyone who has joined us today for the first time. We're happy to have you here. It's been a beautiful journey, and I look forward to praying with you next time. I'm truly grateful that we have all been able to come together and pray together, no matter where we are. Thank you so much, and may peace be the journey.